This month, learn about our efforts to return to the moon. Versant Power Planetarium Director Sean Lotch tells Star 97.7 that includes Maine's connection to the Artemis mission.
During the month of February, our 7 o'clock public program on Friday nights is Forward to the Moon. This program takes a look at humans returning to the moon and going to Mars and beyond. So we'll be exploring the Artemis mission in detail, talking a little bit about Maine's connection to that space flight, in particular Jessica Meir, and a variety of other things around going back to the moon.
Get tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. There's always something fun and educational going on for kids at the Versant Power Planetarium on the University of Maine campus. Director Sean Lotz shares with Star 97.7 what's going on in February.
Our children's program, Sundays at 2 o'clock, is Magic Treehouse Space Mission. This, of course, is a family favorite based on the Mary Pope Osborne books. You join Jack and Annie and solve a variety of questions about our universe.
That's every Sunday this month at 2 p.m. Tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. If you've never been to the music shows at the Versant Power Planetarium, February is the perfect month to find out what folks love about the amazing auditory visual experience. Director Sean Lotch says this month's featured group will bring out the best of you.
Our music show is February Foo Fighters, the music of Dave Grohl and his band. So we explore the Foo Fighters and have a great time with them in the planetarium set to a variety of interesting visuals and flashing lights and things of that nature.
Music shows are Sundays at 4 p.m. Get tickets at the door or at astro.umaine.edu. Look for something visible in the sky this weekend that hasn't been around for, say 50,000 years. Sean Lotch, director of the Versant Power Planetarium on the University of Maine campus, tells Star 97.7 about the Green Comet.
The biggest thing happening right now is there's this comet that's visible called C2022E3ZTF. I know it just rolls off the tongue, right? But this is a comet that was discovered in 2022 with a robotic telescope system. But it has become visible to the unaided eye, and it's near the Big and Little Dippers this weekend, but we'll be able to see it for the rest of February. Then it's going to dip below our horizon.
Literally the chance of a lifetime. Bundle up well if you go out to see it this weekend.